This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 18th. Okay, well, I guess I should thank Maria Bartiromo because when she went on Jesse Waters last night before President Trump's address, she did cite my prediction for 5% GDP growth next year. And then she also had nice things to say this morning as the CPI came out because I mentioned that owner's equivalent rent shelter costs were cooling off. This CPI report was a bit confusing because it compared data over 2 months, October, November, because the government shut down. But clearly the CPI is cooling off. It came in much better than economists expected. So we're having a very, very positive reaction this morning. So the last 10 days of December are seasonally very, very strong. So lots of good things are happening right now. And I'm very, very excited. Okay. Now, with that said, I do want to stress that there has been a lot of profit-taking and tax selling here recently. This is normal. And so if you can buy some of our best stocks on pullbacks, like the data center-related companies, although many are gapping up this morning, you know, take advantage of that, okay? Your best defense as an investor is a strong offense, period, okay? The main thing you have to know is during October, from October 22nd into November, we had a big short squeeze and a lot of things rallied that didn't have good fundamentals. And those things will be coming back down to earth. In fact, the F-rated stocks did amazingly well, and that is not normal. It's happened before, but I just want you to know we're rotating. There's this internal churning going on. But when all the dust settles, the stocks with the best earnings, the best guidance, the most positive analyst revisions go higher. And that's what we have. Now, the other thing is Christopher Waller is supposed to meet with President Trump next week. He's predicting up to another 100 basis points of rate cuts. Might be appropriate. You know, President Trump is making this Fed chairman pick like an apprentice show, okay? And we apparently know that Kevin Hassett is the favorite, okay? But everybody apparently wants the job too. Otherwise, Christopher Waller wouldn't say, you know, we need another 1% in key rate cuts. So, but the bottom line, he's working it, okay? And we're going to get the cuts, okay? And this is going to be big news next year. And it's going to get everybody excited. So, I hope you're excited, okay? Next year is going to be the strongest year in my lifetime for GDP growth. It's not going to be inflationary, as I mentioned on Fox Business yesterday. We got a global interest rate collapse underway. The Bank of England cut today. The ECB did not cut, but they've been ahead of everybody cutting, so don't worry about that. And you know, what happened to the world is the world got old, okay? And when the world gets old, you stop creating households, you stop buying as much, and demand drops, and you save more. So that forces rates lower, period. That's all over Asia. That's all over Northern Europe. And America and India are still creating households. We are younger than a lot of other places. America also assimilates immigrants. I know President Trump wants everybody to have a green card, but he's not anti-immigration. And things are going to be fine. And it's just time to grow and prosper. So, folks, I want you to enjoy the holidays. The economic news is stunning. I'm so excited about a strong finish this year and what's going to happen next year, okay? So it's going to be wonderful. And please remember that when our stocks announce these phenomenal sales and earnings, they often don't go up as much as their actual earnings, so the P ratios are being compressed. Our stocks are trading at very, very low forecasted P ratios. Large cap, barely 15 times forecast earnings. Small cap, only 4 times forecast earnings. The market is not overvalued at all. So lock and load time here, folks. Obviously, yesterday was the best day to buy, please feel free to go bargain hunting and have fun. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.